How does Gooden fit, given that you've got Zach Brown, you know, Key Mayers, you know, young linebackers on the outside?
Well, I think, you know, he fits in well with what we're looking for, a will linebacker position. I'll let Coach talk about it a little bit, but he fits in that same mold as Zach. He's going to help us on special teams. He gives us a player that can play in space and really run. And, you know, so we were you know, really happy to get him. We needed another linebacker, and so that we were really targeting that position there at the end.
Do you think he can, he and Brown are on the field at the same time? It almost sounds like they're very similar type.
They are similar. I mean, I would let Coach talk about that.
Well, it's, you know, first of all, I don't think you could have too much speed. I mean, they both can fly. This kid runs 4.49, 4.53 in there. And I think one thing that you have to understand about Xavier is that he's a much more physical individual than you think. He's a great-bodied kid. He's second in the combine in the bench press. He's a physical kid. He needs a little more experience in the box as far as playing the power in the run game. But I think in a lot of the schemes that we're going to be doing in the future, you could see that develop into a situation where both of them are on the field at the same time. That wouldn't be a bad scenario, 2, 4, 5 guys with the physicality that the two of them have being on the field at the same time. And like Rustin said, I mean, again, special teams-wise, you just made an improvement. I mean, you just got an explosive player that can do a lot of things for you on teams. And the youth of our football team and the depth of our football team at linebacker has just gotten a lot better.
And he's strictly outside. He's not a guy that could potentially slide inside.
No, he's a will backer. He's a space player. In other words, he's the kind of guy, in certain fronts where you create a top-off situation for him where he can blitz. Again, with that explosive speed, and again, he's a strong kid. He could be a devastating blitzer. And again, he has played strong safety in the past years ago. And again, he has a good feel for space and time. So anything that happens out on the perimeter, he's outstanding closing speed and can make a lot of plays out there.
With what's going on with tight ends in this league, to have linebackers who can run, is that a potentially favorable matchup?
Well, that's a great point. I mean, yeah. I mean, obviously, yeah. I mean, you have guys that can run. And everything in this league now is matchups, creating matchup situations. So again, like I said, the more fast physical people you can have, those 235, 240, 225 kind of guys that can run the 4.5s, run the 4.4s, play with physicality, again, you can't have enough of those guys because, again, you're seeing more situations where there's 2 and 3 tight ends on the field at one time. And if we all know if there's any position that has changed, it's dynamic through the years, it's the tight end position. So you have to be athletic to match up with athletic.
Russell, we didn't get a chance to ask you about Bleedy, but how does he fit what you want to do going forward?
I think we were looking for a bigger press corner that could run, and he fit that mold. Again, we were kind of, we went into this third round targeting some things defensively, and that was something we were looking at is a corner with some size and speed, kind of do what we want to do out there on the edge, and so he fit that, and great kid. Bright, hard worker, kind of all the other things we want to out of our players.
You talked about trying to get maybe some defensive guys later in the draft after one offense, the first 2 picks. Are these two guys, both guys that can kind of contribute immediately with on defense?
I think they will definitely be able to come in and compete to contribute. I mean, I guess that remains to be seen, but I think they have the ability to come in and contribute, that's for sure.
How's Gooden in pass covers, and also did he do much blitzing?
He's done both, and he's got a knack for both. I mean, pass coverage wise, his speed is a real plus for him. Playing man coverage, and then blitzing wise, the same. He's explosive, and if he gets a step on you, he's got a chance.
In terms of positions that you may still address, what's it look like for the defensive line?
We'll look at that. I mean, we still want to continue to add some guys there, so we'd like to do that. It just kind of depends how it all falls. And, when this is over, if we don't get it, we'll just keep scouting and find us some guys that fit what we need along those lines.
3 out of the 4 guys you've taken are SEC guys. Was that part of the process? You're looking to get some guys from that league, or is it just the fact that those happen to be where those best players came from?
Well, I think it's – a lot of it has to do with the SEC and that that's where, you know, the best players seem to all be. And I think that's played out throughout the whole draft, not just with us. I think there are years when certain parts of the country are stronger than other parts of the country. And this was definitely a year where the SEC was the strongest and had the most players. I've seen it happen in other out west and other spots, but this year the SEC definitely was the strongest.
Rustin, if you could just address maybe the day as a whole, maybe your thoughts coming in and maybe how things played out with the three guys that you got.
Well, when we started the day, as I said earlier, we did target Justin Hunter and trying to get up and get him. And that was kind of the focus of really our morning and our early afternoon was trying to, really the whole afternoon, was trying to work on that and get up to get him. So we were ecstatic to be able to do that. And I think everybody, offensive coaches, defensive coaches, all our scouts, just everybody on board and happy about that pick. And then we felt like we needed to go defense and, you know, offense the first two picks. And there are some things that we wanted to do, as I said. And we wanted to get bigger at corner, get somebody who could play some press. And Bleedy fit that mold. And then we needed a will linebacker. So, you know, both those things worked out for us. Not saying we didn't look at some other positions, especially in that last pick. But Xavier was the best player for us at that time.
Like, it seems like, well, I know we got a chance to make Chance. Seems like a good guy. The last two guys, I think, already graduated. And it seems like they have pretty impressive backgrounds. I mean, is that something that I guess you guys continue to do, trying to find character guys that maybe fit you well?
Well, definitely. I mean, that's a big part of it. It has been since I took over the head coaching job. And all of us feel the same way you're looking at the player, but you're also looking at the person. And that's just as important. Because we've seen it when it doesn't work out, how sideways things can go. So I think it has worked out where, I mean, the scouts do a great job of checking the backgrounds of these guys. Before we start those first meetings, when I get involved for the first time, you know, in February, the big part of it is about the character and different guys. And if there are concerns, we go out and, you know, they go out and do their homework. And then the coaches have a chance, obviously, at the combines and the visits here to really get a feel for the guy to see if they're guys that we think can fit with this football team. So I think that's what you see in the draft process. I think we feel that's the way to build a team, get the right guys in here, because the players that are already here, they want those kind of guys in the building too. And that's our job to get that done on top of the talent, obviously. But and it's worked out today, I think, where, like you said, as you meet the rest of these guys, you're going to see the same type of individuals coming in. They're focused, they're passionate about what they do, and they want to do it the right way.
Russell, you talked a little bit about seeing how things develop tomorrow as far as whether or not you get a defensive lineman. Just looking ahead, five picks left, where are some areas you think you still need to address, and where are the strengths of the draft?
Well, I mean, I think we'll come in the morning and revisit the board, but I think there are some defensive linemen still up there, some defensive backs, safeties, type guys, a few corners. There's still some offensive linemen on the board, and some also just some offensive skill players, receivers and running backs. So it's actually a pretty good group left. It's just a matter of how quickly the guys we like go, as we go forward. But I'm sure we'll have players we like in every round.
Okay.